Mishnah Gimel says like how the technicality of how the fires worked. Ketzed hayu masin masos. How did they lift up these beacons? Mevin, they would bring klunasos, which are klunsaos, which is like long sticks, like long poles. Shel erez of cedar wood. Erez, you see it, for example, we sing it in Kabbalah Shabbos. You say like Hashem's voice is shover arazim, smash down cedar trees. Cedars are big, strong trees. They bring these long cedar wood things. Aruchin, that were long. Vakanim, and they'd have reeds, right? Va'atze shemen, and oily wood. The Gemara comes out saying it's either balsam wood, alternatively balsam wood, or olive wood. It's oily wood, and therefore there's a lot of oil, so it burns nice and bright. Uno orosh al pishtan, and like fiber from pishtan, flax fiber. These three things together make for nice, these are nice, big, bright, burning things. The korach b'mashicha, they tie these three, big burning things on like an enormous overgrown matchstick, if you will, on the top at the end of the cedar wood with strings, with rope. Va'ola l'rosh ahar, and they'd bring this big enormous, let's call it a torch, up to the top of the mountain. U'matz bahen esa'ur, and they'd light them on fire up on top of the mountain. U'molech u'mevi, they'd wave them, bring them to and fro. U'male mored, and bring them up, wave them also up and down. Until Mr. A on Mountain A saw that his friend on Mountain B was doing the same thing. The Gemara explains, the Yerushalmi explains what's with the up, down, and left, right. So they shouldn't think that it's like a shooting star or something. They're working at very great distances. So there's this tiny speck. They're just wiggling in the distance. And therefore, they're both directions, perpendicular directions. So you see it's obviously someone shaking their torch. V'chein b'rosh har shlishi, and the same goes, once Mr. B did it, then he would do it to Mr. C on the third mountain, and so on, all the way essentially north and east, all the way until on the mountain range, until it got to Babylonia. Now we'll see in Mishnah Dalet, the route.